Can you talk a little bit about the background? You mentioned Chris Willett's work looking at bevacizumab in a small number of patients, of what we know about bevacizumab and the neoadjuvant rectal cancer that's gotten you interested in actually doing this study.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's many labs, but predominantly University of Chicago, Mass General, and Vanderbilt University have done preclinical studies looking at antibodies which interrupt VEGF signaling, either receptor antibodies or actual ligand antibodies. Most of them are actually done with receptor antibodies, as I recall, or small molecule tyrosine kinase inhibitors, have shown that either inhibition of the VEGF signaling ends up converting radio-resistant cell lines to radiosensitive ones, or that it enhances the effect of radiation. So the preclinical data looked pretty good. And in Mass General in particular, they had done some preclinical work looking at vascular physiology and had some interesting hypotheses that interrupting VEGF signaling would lead to improved vascular physiology, and that the immature new vessels in tumors would not be viable without that survival signal. And also, VEGF itself causes increased permeability. So taking away the VEGF leads to reduced permeability in the vasculature. So that leads to better reduction in interstitial pressure. That leads to potentially better tumor physiology. So theoretically, the next leap would be better oxygenation, which never was really shown, and potentially better nutrient delivery, better chemo delivery to a tumor, so the tumor is so-called normalized. That's one of the leading hypotheses about why anti-VEGF therapy improves the effect of chemotherapy and possibly with radiation. So the background was pretty solid, and actually when they did their correlative study work where they gave a lead-in of bevacizumab 2 weeks before chemo radiation, and then they took biopsies on day 1 and day 14 in 6 patients, they did a very impressive array of correlative studies that showed that the interstitial pressure was reduced, showed that the blood volume actually was reduced, and the blood perfusion was reduced, basically confirmed their preclinical hypotheses. They didn't measure oxygenation, which if there was improved oxygenation, if it was more efficient and oxygen delivery was better, then that would be the best explanation for why it might enhance the effect of radiation.